You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey, everybody, it's Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and I am excited today because we are bringing back a past guest today. This is the first time I've ever had a guest on for a second time, so this is a pretty special occasion. So today we have in the virtual studio, Miss Brittany Jade McCormick. Brittany is a motivational speaker from South Africa, and if you want to go back and listen to her first interview, it was June 24th of 2021. And she is back with a fun project that she's working on. And so you guys, welcome Brittany McCormick. Thank you, Brittany, for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's an absolute blessing and pleasure to be back. I'm so happy that I'm the first guest to be back.
You are. You broke a record. You're the first one to be on twice.
Yay. Okay, so the reason why I'm on the podcast today was to share a campaign that I'm busy working on, get wheelchairs and what are the necessities that they may need. I'll be walking. Listen to this, Kelly. This is crazy. You're gonna think I'm nuts. I'm busy walking 100 kilometers in 6.5 months with cerebral palsy on a treadmill.
Oh my gosh. How many miles or kilometers?
100 kilometers.
Oh my.
Broken up into 6.5 months.
That is a lot. On a treadmill with cerebral palsy. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I do about a kilometer from Monday to Thursday. Yeah. Friday is recuperation period.
Oh, good.
Which means physiotherapy, stretches, all those sort of things.
Nice. Good. And yeah, for people that don't do kilometers, that is just over 62 miles. Oh my gosh. That is very, very far.
We've raised a lot of money so far. Our target of 75,000 Rand, we've raised 35,837.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow, good job.
And I've done 19 kilometers so far to date, and it's only been going for 1 month.
Wow, that is amazing. So you're going to do about 5 more months, right? Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That is impressive. And so in your challenge, people, do they donate like per kilometer, or how does that work exactly?
So they can donate however much they like, whenever they like, while the campaign is live. So it's not per kilometer. Because of my condition, I couldn't do it that way.
Right. Okay, I got it. So you're raising this money to help buy wheelchairs and other things for people that need them there in Cape Town in South Africa. Tell me what gave you the idea to do this?
So my wheelchair broke in the early days of December 2021. My wheelchair broke. The pipes beneath my chair, they broke.
Oh, no.
They literally cracked.
Oh.
And I had to be without my chair for, I think, just over 10 days. And in that period, I had realized how difficult it is to actually be sociable and do what you need to do. And that's when my heart just knew that this is what I needed to do. And that's how it started.
Wow. that would be really hard because for 10 days you were basically immobile, right?
I can walk aided. I can walk with help.
Oh, that's
good. But it is easier for me to use a chair when in public places.
Right. So it was hard to go anywhere in public without your chair.
I mean, my family has to walk into shopping centers and things like that backwards because I have to face them while walking.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and then you went through this and you realized there's so many people out there that need wheelchairs that can't afford a wheelchair that you decided to do this. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm actually doing it for a school in Cape Town called Paul School Brackenfell. I know for you Americans, that's like crazy. It's not, it's a crazy word. So rather just refer to it as a school in Paul in Cape Town, because that'll be easier for you to grasp.
Awesome. That's great. So, and how much have you raised so far?
$35,837.
And that is Rand. What's your RAND, R-A-N-D?
Yeah.
RANDs to US dollars. Let's see. So I'm just going to translate it. Oh my gosh. That is over $2,000 US. That's so amazing. And what's your goal?
The goal is to get 75,000 Rand.
Oh my gosh. So you're almost halfway there and it's only been a month.
Yes. So it can anywhere from 75,000 and up.
Oh, that's so good. So that's about $4,800 US. I am so impressed that you're doing this. I bet you're really inspiring a lot of people too.
The outcome has been so, so blessed. It's all because of the Heavenly Father. I couldn't explain it. You know, it's because of God. I can't, you know.
That was inspiration, definitely.
The standard cost for a wheelchair in South Africa, for a basic chair, Kelly, is 8,500 rand.
Oh my goodness.
For an electric wheelchair in South Africa, it's 300,000 rand.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So how many wheelchairs are you hoping to fund?
I'm hoping to fund at least 5.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
And then how do you decide how to give them? Who do you give them to?
So basically, I've done this through Backer Buddy. Backer Buddy is an organization that helps you do campaigns and helps you do these sort of projects and put them together. So what actually happens is whatever funds go to or get raised go to this organization, and then the organization distributes however many wheelchairs and the finances get given to the school, and then the school goes and they get the chairs.
Oh, perfect. So they know who needs it the most.
Yeah.
So Back a Buddy, Back, B-A-C-K?
A?
Buddy, like a friend.
Yeah, B-U-D-D-Y.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to contribute to your campaign to help some kids get some wheelchairs, where would they go?
So they would go to the Backer Buddy website.
Oh, okay.
And then they would go to find a campaign, and they would type in the purpose walk, or they can type in my name, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and then McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K.
Okay. So go to, is it backabuddy.org?
No, .co.za.
Dot what?
.co.za.
Oh, okay. .co.za for South Africa. All right. For Zambia, right? Z-A.
Something about like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So backabuddy.co.za. And then search for Purpose Walk or Brittany McCormick.
Yes.
That's amazing. So it sounds like it's easy to find. That'll be good.
what I can do, Kelly, is I can pop you the link for the campaign. I think I have already.
Oh, good. Yeah, send me one and I will put it in the show notes so people can just go in and click on it.
Yeah, I will do that.
That's perfect.
I think I have already. Yes, Kelly, I have already.
Oh, good. All right.
I have sent it to you.
I will pull that out and put it in the show notes. Excellent.
But I can quickly resend it to you.
I see it. I found it. That's really good. Okay. Yes, I'll put this entire thing you sent in the show notes. That will be awesome.
So they can click on that link and then they'll be able to donate. I know in some countries they're not allowed to, but I'm sure people are aware of the legalities of what they're allowed to do. But I know that a lot of people have given in dollars already. So you'll see when you click on the campaign, it gives the message, gives what I'm doing and my message to people. And then under that, it gives who's donated. And you can see there's dollars and rands and.
Oh, that's great. All right. When they want to share this with other people, they can just use that same link, right? They can.
Yes.
Everyone that wants to share it can post it to their social media. That would be pretty easy. All right. Awesome.
And the more you share, the better for the campaign.
Yes, definitely. Especially.
This is all about.
Go ahead.
Sorry. This is all about helping people with disabilities. This is looking at them and going, okay, what do you need? How can we help you?
Right. I love this idea. And, you know, especially people that want to help but don't know how to help, this is a great venue for them to be able to do it in. All right. So can I ask you about the treadmill walking? Do you have a treadmill in your house that you get on a track every day?
Yes, I do. So I get on the treadmill and I switch it on and I will start walking very, very slowly. Very slowly.
Yes.
So I can get my balance.
Good.
Because with cerebral palsy, your balance is off. You don't have balance.
Okay.
So you have to get your balance first, hold on, and then start walking. But I don't do a very fast speed. I do about a 1.6.
Oh, that's
at most.
Okay. All right. And then do you have someone with you just to make sure
you're okay
if you lose your balance or something? That's good. Who helps you with
that? I do. So my family at the moment have been very in the group with it. My dad is the guy that stands by the treadmill and pushes the button. And then he's like, you need to take water. I have water.
Oh,
you know,
that's so good.
Yeah.
Is your family
and my mom
excited about this?
Oh, no, they're very excited. And my mom is the lady behind the camera. She's the cheerleader. And then very often or not, they get on the stationary bike and just do a session with me.
That's so good. I love that they're so supporting of you. That's really awesome.
No, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Okay, well, is there anything else you'd like people to know?
Your support and your love during this campaign is greatly appreciated. This challenge is not easy. It is a very, very difficult challenge, especially for myself, because I have cerebral palsy. There's days I don't want to walk, but there's days that I know I have to walk. And it's all about just supporting and just being a part of it.
I love it. It's very impressive that you're doing something so difficult and challenging in order to help others. You're pretty amazing.
Do you know, Kelly, how we speak about ability and not disability?
Yes, exactly.
This is that very thing where you have to, you're literally showing people that I have an ability. Even though I'm still learning to walk, I still have that ability.
Right. That's awesome. Well, you're doing a great job. I think it's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
And those kids are lucky to have you. They're lucky to have you in their corner.
You know what? I'm just a messenger. That's it. I'm just a messenger.
Well, messengers are needed. And I'm glad that you heeded the call and you're sharing the message. Good job.
That's all that matters.
All right. Well, thanks for coming back on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And I will put all the information in the show notes. So everybody, please donate to this amazing cause and help Brittany raise funds for some kids to get wheelchairs that really, really need them. Again, it's at backabuddy.co.za, and then search for Purpose Walk or search Brittany's name, Brittany McCormick. And you can find all the links and spelling in my show notes. All right. Well, that is it for this week. Thanks again for listening and being part of my journey. And let's give Brittany a huge thank you for being on the show today. And Brittany, have an amazing week. And everybody else out there, have an amazing week. And I will talk to you all next week.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.